This is your starting point, the place where you'll find ideas, impulses, and inspiration to take your first step on your journey, whatever that may be. If you want to have a better relationship with your money, if you've never invested and would like to, but you don't know where to start, this is the podcast for you. I am your host, Lavi. I'm here to share my experiences and true stories with you, and I hope you learn from my mistakes and my successes and will take your first step today. Let's do this. Let's start with the part 3 of my story. And if you missed out episode 1 and 2, I recommend you stop this podcast now and listen to those episodes first to get a better context of what I'm about to share now. Otherwise, you will miss some important information. For the ones who have listened to episode 1 and 2, here comes part 3. This is a bit different than the other parts because it didn't have the "who here wants to make more money" part. But it is connected to the previous part, as you will see for yourself in just a minute. First of all, this was another live event. This time was abroad. It was in London, to be more exact, and it was a 3-day conference about money and investments. Usually at such events, there are so many interesting speakers on the stage and so much interesting content and ideas presented that you don't want to leave the room for a second. They do have short breaks now and then, but even then you don't want to leave the room because by the time the break comes, you have already connected with the people sitting next to you that you can't wait to share your thoughts and ideas with and to learn more about them and they about you. Anyway, at some point during this event, I left the room to get a coffee. When I got back in, I found the room in total chaos. Everybody was standing, shouting things, and waving money in the air, and I was sure that there was a moment when the "who here wants to make more money" sentence had been asked. People were so loud, though, a room of 2,000 plus people shouting, "yay, me," and other things, I couldn't hear the speaker. I looked at one of the security people by the door and I shouted, "Hey, what's going on?" The guy shouted back, "You need 10 pounds. If you have 10 pounds, find a buddy, quick." As I was making my way back to my seat, I hear the speaker saying, "Now, get your 10 pounds from your buddy." And I thought, this sounds a bit different, but I am quite sure it's the same thing as I experienced before, so I'm about to make some money here. I had just bought a coffee, which reminded me that I had no 10-pound bills anymore in my wallet, but I did have a 20. So quickly, I pulled that out of my wallet and I was looking around to find another person to buddy with. Everywhere there were people standing together, already paired, so eager to make some money and with an instant FOMO. FOMO, by the way, is a short term that is used a lot in the investing world and it stands for fear of missing out. So getting an instant FOMO, I figured the only person who didn't have a buddy is the speaker. So I went to the front of the stage, looked at the speaker, and reached out my 20-pound bills to him. He looked puzzled for a second because by that point he had managed to get everyone in the room, have a partner, and here I was with nobody and waving my money to him. He came to me, took my bill, but to my surprise, he didn't give me anything back. And now it was my turn to be puzzled. I remained standing by the stage and I heard the speaker trying to calm all of us down, asking us to sit down and be quiet so he could resume his presentation. I figured, okay, here comes the explanation and then I'll get my money back and my profit. The speaker started explaining the value of exchanging money. All good, I thought, but I didn't get my money back. I didn't get anything for my money. I was sure that it'd come to a point where I will either make some profit or at least get my money back. But to my big surprise, neither of those things happened. His point was that sometimes in life, we take the money from the people who are willing to give them to us. Sometimes, but not always, we give something back. Also, we sometimes freely give our money to others without getting much value back. Exchange is not always fair, and it is subjective. The perception of a good idea, a good deal, a good exchange, a good investment is in the eye of the beholder. It could be something of the same value, something more or something less, but the point was that nobody forces you to give your money away, and we need to learn to be aware of our actions around money. He continued to share what he had witnessed during this exercise. How some people were reluctant to give away their money, how some people looked suspicious, how some people started arguing while others started laughing, how some people agreed to exchange different amounts of money between them, how some people, very eager people, grabbed their buddy's money while others were slow in their exchange. And then he mentioned the lady who volunteered to give him a £20 bill when she saw he had no money to give her back. Yes, he was right to point that one out. I'm sure all of us have been in similar situations, but what have we learned from it? It doesn't help to beat ourselves up with how silly we acted. We need to take responsibility and learn something valuable from this so that it won't repeat itself. Responsibility will always be important to recognize in our future investments. No one forces us to invest in anything. We must simply take the responsibility for our actions. Of course, when we make a profit, we are inclined to attribute our win to our intelligence. But if we lose some money, we have to take the responsibility for our actions and not blame anyone and anything else. We need to admit when we are wrong, and most importantly, learn from it. Back to the conference room, though. The speaker was eager to hear some of the audience's thoughts around this exercise and asked who would volunteer to share their learnings. Of course, I couldn't stay passive. I had to raise my hand up. I had to volunteer. And of course, he had to pick me, I guess, because he was curious of what I had to say. What I really wanted to say was, "Give me my money back." But by the time I had the microphone in my hand, I had realized the purpose of the exercise. So I said, "Well, I was out for a coffee, and when I came back in, you all here were in the middle of something. And because I was afraid I was missing out on making some money, because I was sure there was something to gain here, I did indeed go to the stage because all of you already had a buddy to do the exercise with. And yes, I did. I didn't have a 10. I took whatever I found in my wallet, which was a £20 bill. I did not earn any money. I did not earn anything, in fact, other than experience. But the biggest lesson for me is that you should not give away your money before you understand what you are doing, before you know the rules of the game. And this was a lesson that cost me £20 while you here, all of you, got it for free. So, anyone here kind enough to buy me my next coffee?" I had many rounds with myself later. Did he force me to give him his money? No. Was I pushed to do that? No. Was I gambling? No. In my head, I was investing in something that would give me a nice profit in just a few minutes. Well, this happens to most of us in life. We don't take time to understand if something is a good deal, what the probability of winning is, and getting all the rules around it. Investing is pretty much the same, and it involves also that FOMO I mentioned, that fear of missing out, especially when we get under time pressure and get the feeling it's now or never. And time is of essence because, as mentioned in episode 2, the window of opportunities are rather small and we need to act fast. Yet, if we act too fast, like I did this time, turns also into being a bad idea. Learn to recognize the FOMO and don't let it blind you and push you into investing before you are aware of what you are doing. You need to know what the opportunity means. Make it crystal clear you understand what you are getting yourself into before you invest into anything. I have made a lot of mistakes, or I would rather say I learned a lot of lessons the hard way. And this is the reason for this podcast, where I'm sharing with you my lessons, hoping you learn from them too, and won't have to experience them on your own. Even though, I must say, the hard-learned lessons sit much deeper than learning from others. You get the point. If I burn my hand on the stove and I tell you about it, you may learn from my mistake and avoid putting your hand on the stove. But if you do it, you most likely will remember that for the rest of your life and will not do it again. This is what happens also with things we get in life, by the way. If we get things for free, we don't appreciate them by far as much as if we buy them with hard-earned money. As mentioned earlier, my first seminar was Tony Robbins' signature program called UPBW, Unleash the Power Within, and it cost around £500 for the cheapest ticket, meaning you had to sit all the way in the back, you never got to see the speaker right in front of you. The experience is so much better if you are closer to the stage, but hey, for me, £500 was all I could dare to stretch to back then, 19 years ago. Back then, £500 for me meant that I had to seriously save several months, and that was just for the ticket. And the flights to London, add to that the hotel, the meals, and you get an idea what an effort it took from my side. I had read one of Tony's books and listened to some audio tapes, but meeting him in person and experiencing a 3-4 day event was a whole new level. I really wanted to go, but I wasn't sure if I could afford it. To make the story short, I did it. I went. And let me also tell you this. It was worth every penny and every second of it. I owe this experience to my own discipline for saving, my own curiosity and passion for learning, learning from the best, and to one of my best friends who came up with the event info when she heard me mentioning Tony's teachings quite a bit. Nichelle, if you listen to this episode, thank you. Thank you so much for giving me the idea and the opportunity to experience this event in person together. I did that event 3 or 4 times through the years because we do change with every year, and every year we think differently and learn differently too. My first time was at a venue with 5,000 people, maybe the biggest live and in-person event at that point. The last one I did, which was 12 years later after the first one, was with 15,000 people. The online event during COVID had over 300,000 people. The prices had increased, of course, and the event is still great, still learning a lot. Bigger screens and more organized exercises, a much better in-person experience than online. But for me, this event was a starting point in changing my life in many aspects, one of them being my financial world. And it started with learning. with investing in myself. I think I appreciated and squeezed all the juice out of that event because it meant such a big effort for me. I always admire and appreciate people who bring their teenagers with them at events. I am so glad for them, and I see a bright future for them because they are exposed to such an amazing learning curve so young. I would have never thought back then that I would be where I am now because of that starting point. I would have never thought I would get so far that one day I would want to buy 3 VIP tickets for 3 of the young people in my family. I figured I would help 3 people in their 20s to move much quicker to the next level in their lives. And here comes my point to valuing things that we get for free. All 3 of them declined the gift with different excuses. They had heard of Tony and were intrigued by the gift, but hey, 4 days abroad at a seminar doesn't sound as exciting as a holiday somewhere. Not sure they understood the window of opportunity or the good intention behind the gesture, but my conclusion is that when we get things for free, we don't appreciate them as much as when we pay for them, especially when we're young, and especially when paying for something requires some effort or a lot of effort from our side. There is a saying, you can bring the horse to the water, but you can't force it to drink. I think we all want our best for our friends and family, and sometimes we want to help them, but if they haven't learned to recognize an opportunity, we will not be able to help them. And as sad or frustrating as it is, we have to accept that. That is why I said it all starts with us, expanding our knowledge and learning to recognize opportunities. Investing in ourselves is the first step. I am very glad you listened to this podcast, and I hope you recognize yourself in some situations or maybe have experienced something similar and can therefore connect with my stories on a different level. I hope you learn from my lessons or get a deeper understanding for your own experiences. Either way, keep listening. There is no part 4 to the who here wants to make more money story, but I do have lots of other stories and lessons to share with you. Until next time, let's make it a great and profitable week. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you know what to do. Like, share, comment, give it a 5-star review, and join me next time. Until then, make it a successful day. You are here, you are on the right path, and this is your starting point.